Nobody has heard President Kabila saying that he is going to change the constitution. As a democratic country, we are having an intellectual and political debate about the changing or not changing the constitution. Unless some people within the opposition want to tell us that there is some point that are forbidden to speak of because our masters abroad have decided so, we feel as Congolese free to speak about anything in our country. But as far as institutions are concerned, no initiative has been taken. This is a lie. That is what I can tell you.
You are having a debate on whether to change the constitution or not to. Is that also part of the constitution that you should debate that?
Oh, our constitution is a democratic one, like the one of the USA. I don't think that there is some point in the American life that is forbidden to Americans to speak of. We are just speaking, my dear. We are intellectuals. We are politicians. We are free to speak. Nobody will come here and allow us or stop us to speak. We are speaking as free men and free women. But there is no institutional initiative to change the constitution. I think I'm clear.
You know what happened in Burkina Faso? President Blaise Compaoré was forced out by public demonstrations because of the same thing, trying to change the constitution. Is your government concerned about that?
My dear, Burkina is Burkina, Congo is Congo. You are talking of two situations totally different. There have been an institutional initiative in Burkina from the president, from the government, from the parliament. There is no institutional initiative in Congo from the president, from the parliament, or from the government. So what are you speaking of? There is two situations totally different. But what happened in Burkina has no consequences in our freedom of speaking of our country in our country.
Mr. Minister, did your government arrest some opposition party leaders who we understand were trying to hold a sit-in to demand that your government have some dialogue to end the conflict in the East? Did you arrest opposition people?
This is not the task of the government. I think people are telling lies about the way of things that are organized in Congo. Public demonstrations are in the competence of local governments. We have a local government in Congo, in Kinshasa, a mayor city with his team. When you want to demonstrate, you coordinate with them because we have to harmonize between whoever wants to demonstrate that is occupying our streets with others who are not demonstrating.